Around 33rd and 10th, there is a corner where you can see. You can see the things that most people don't know exist. They exist, but just because it exists doesn't mean you can see it. I see it. I see a lot of it. You have to pay to see things that you will never be able to see again, and to find answers to questions. But then again, you could go mad with those answers that only end up as questions again. When you get so close to this corner, something definitely has to go. You can't hold it all. There has to be a trade between you and what you are about to see, what you will consume. And when you look inside the cracks of the wall, when you place your eye onto the cement and press so your eyelashes flutter against frozen concrete so that you can see the other side, what you see and what we came to see, well, I'll get to that just a little later. It's from the south and the north and the east and the west. And I tell you, you can see it all on one corner in New York City. Everything begins to spin very, very slowly, even though you know it feels like you're on speed or some sort of strange amphetamine, like when a thermometer breaks and the silver just slides out. Mercury all over, danger, red alert, poison, and all you can do is stand still and fixate on some of the most beautiful danger there ever could be. It's all there. All you need to know, all you need to see of all that is and is to be. It's a cut. A cut in space, except it doesn't bleed like you. So after I looked, that's when I began to slip. And when you slip, you don't fall. You slide like a cherry cough lozenge in your mouth. As it dissolves and disappears, so do you. This all began at Mr. Mann's barbershop, where the sign says, travel, insurance, donuts, orthopedic equipment, and manicures. So far as I'm concerned, he should have added disasters to the list. Mr. Mann cut hair, but mostly, recently, because of the times, well, diversification was a good thing, and he was open to the senior citizen community and their needs. Bedpans, walkers, sleeping pills on the side. Someone told him that, so he did it. I didn't know there was such a hot business in black market Tylenol 3s. The day I walked in, Mr. Mann told me that he could have broken Singapore Sling's face and made her look like Utah or Idaho. This is what he said. But I think the essentials of beauty were not in his favor that day, or any day. I always wondered what shape of a state his wife's face was anyway. I never saw a photo. In fact, it was as if she never existed. He just told me she wasn't a looker, so to speak, and that was all I could go on. And at Mr. Mann's, where the Dragon Lady gave me the instructions and the directions, the task and the destination, things got quite unattractive. She dared me. The Dragon Lady smiled slow, a sneaky grin, and told me how. It was she who showed me. It was she who presented me with the option and the beginning of my fall on 33rd and 10th. I liked to watch the Dragon Lady wash hair. Mr. Mann would cut, and she would wash. I felt like she could take things from your mind and put back what she wanted inside. I watched her eyes close, and all at once her head would fall back like a hacksaw, just a little. I knew this was not a typical hair wash. Her hands looked like they were frozen lemon popsicles. I could see little specks forming on her skin, red, like a ladybug's hard casing, blood inside her skin clogging up like there was too much information, like the person's memories and words were streaming through her. Other people would pass out. I mean, she could hold so much inside her. And all at once, she would turn red, her head would tilt forward, returning from her washing and stealing like a hacksaw, grinding back and forth, cutting through. Sometimes she asked to touch my head. Why touch my head? There's nothing wrong with my head. She said, I fix. I never let anyone touch my head. And she was not about to be the first one. She was the Dragon Lady, after all, and from what I heard, she had done her fair share of destroying boys and girls, heads and all. But that was another secret. As I walked out of Mr. Mann's that morning, I knew something was happening when the sign said, Dancing Men at Work and Fertile Tortilla, instead of Fresca Tortilla and Danger Men at Work. I was slipping. And I was thinking, as I was going down, ready to hit the floor, yesterday, there were things to be done. Vitamin E and calcium to take, dry cleaning to pick up, cats to feed, and preparation to leave, to move, and to never come back. I could not take it anymore. The city was sinking. I could feel the pull underneath the earth into the magnetic core of the inside guts of all here in New York City. There was something wrong. The earth was sick below me. You could feel it on 33rd and 10th. The rock below had fever and it was burning. It needed to explode its rage. Maybe the Dragon Lady could hold the earth a little and do her tricks, but I feared the memories would be lost and forgotten way too fast. Amnesia seemed to grow, and then it dawned on me that maybe the Dragon Lady didn't want anyone to remember. No history. history, no memories, no nothing. Like herself, empty, a crack in the wall, running down her back, head falling back, stealing everything and anything and leaving nothing behind. The dragon lady said, I had seen too much. I need a head operation. She would do it. I fix. The rumor was the dragon lady had done something to Mr. Man's wife from long ago, and it was more than fixing her head. She was called Singapore Sling, and she lived in Sheboygan. She loved that shot of lemon juice and cherry brandy, but she loved like about 15 of them in a night, and she loved her bratwurst too, which came from Sheboygan, by the way. The dragon lady was born in Hong Kong and wasn't anyone's friend and never gave away clues. She had no history, no memory, and no bratwurst to call her own. She just appeared at Mr. Man's after sending her husband to get a haircut there. Mr. Man was supposed to have cut Dragon Lady's husband's neck in a bad way. It was an accident, some sort of fight. After that, both her husband and Mr. Man's lady seemed to have problems. Hearing problems, gravity problems, vision problems. I had nothing on her, but I sure knew something was sticky. She started going to the same Irish bar that Singapore Sling went to. There were sightings of them together. The bar was down on 12th and 33rd, a small hole in the wall, they say. One night they both stumbled out with sawdust stuck on their shoes. She saw something that night. She saw a line of light like a laser beam, a crack in the wall nearby. She and Singapore Sling went closer and closer and looked inside. After that incident, she got a job at Mr. Man's, washing hair and doing nails the next day. All I know is she disappeared. No one ever saw her again, and that was it. Laser beams, and she's gone. Bam. I think I began to slip because of what I saw. When you see truth, it sometimes formulates on your skin like leprosy or eczema. And lies seem to make your skin clear, sweet, smooth, dewy, and young like Madonna who never ages. So lies seem to work better than truths, at least on your skin. I'm covered in welts, and the dermatologist says, it must be stress. Are you stressed out? No, I just looked into the underworld to see something forbidden, and I saw too much, way too much. And I can see the world. North is south, and south is north, and there is no direction that I want to follow in other than try to buy a Ford Falcon from 1962 and drive towards New Mexico like the 90-year-old lady told me to, the one who came into the diner. She ordered red jello, and she felt like a hurricane, a cyclone, a Roomba. She wanted to know what happens after the last breath. She wanted to know all the secrets, wanted them revealed, so all pains and sorrows are washed away. She wanted to look at paradise and hell all at once. Does the world collide? Do energies crash in midair? Do our electrons and protons and neutrons all merge and pack up into another entity? Is another being birthed from us at that very minute as I leave, you arrive? Or will I simply turn to ash and the bone turn to stone, and out of that stone, houses and shelters will be built? She wanted to know, eating her red jello in the market diner. Or do they make hurricanes and tornadoes and tidal waves? I slipped more, and I could never eat red jello. And she said, on a similar sort of day, I could break your face and make it look like Utah. She couldn't stop laughing. Her face began to melt in front of me. Her face had a bad case of eczema. The dragon lady whispered something in my ear as I slid down the counter, holding onto the handle of the green cabinet door. Come see my world. I help you destroy the darkness. I save you. And someone told me the dragon lady was a born-again Christian, and wanted to save everyone through bombs and liberation because that is what God would want. And we'll all ascend anyway at the rapture. As all bombs go down, we'll go up. We'll all fly up into the sky and meet God. That's what she said. And I thought she was something more interesting than a born-again. That she was a magician or a sorceress, a wondrous witch, and that she could see truths. She could see the evil and the darkness inside you and me and everybody, and help us and unite us, not separate. Light broken up and trapped, freeing it, balancing it. I'm neither with you or against you. I'm in the center. I'm balancing. Mr. Man doesn't care about balance, he said. He's refinancing his house to have Dragon Lady's teeth redone. And they're both saved. And they want to save me. They want to save me from evil. It's here. See? There is a diner. And behind this diner, there is a corner where you turn and you walk towards a wall. And inside the wall, you can rest your ear. And you can hear the screams of 1,000 humans. But it might not be human. It might be the dirt and the worms and the roots of the trees. And maybe hands and feet and eyes and just all these pieces of people that have gone missing for years and years. Closer to the wall, pressing your ear, there's more, so much more. Dogs barking and planes going by the hundreds. And there is this sound of growth. When a tree grows slowly, slowly, it's there inside the wall. I can hear it. I can hear the babies and the kittens and a lady laughing. like she has 2,000 other laughters to come. Hats are falling out of 100 closets and shoes over my head and all sorts of breads and meats and cheese being cut. There are these fields and fields waving with a yellow-like light. And I am in the world. There is a world in the wall. I'm in the center and I'm hearing a 1920s song and these people are dancing an old step and then Benny Goodman is blasting and a lady is pouring a soda from a fountain and there is a silver lighter from Wichita, Kansas. I can hear it in the wall and beds are being thrown out of a window and more chopping, cutting food and furniture, hands and hands clapping and chopping and hands are being cut off by children in a jungle of lush green growth and hands are clapping with no hands and there are floodlights in a stadium in the dark and hundreds of people standing, freezing, clapping, and I see the gas room full and a young girl thrown out because it's too overcrowded and I see two men survive out of 52,000 and I see 400,000 people go, almost 24,000 a day, gassed and burned and nothing is left. I see the ashes and I see that day. I taste the day and I see the biggest wound and it shows itself to me and the wound is so beautiful and I see the tidal wave, the tsunami, and I see the Holy Land and I can save you. I can save you and mother and father that was to live in a house with olive groves and oranges and a key to a house and I see and I see and I see the evacuated, the transported, the resettled, the processed, the cleansed areas, the cleared areas, the changed domiciles and beds are falling from the sky as burning begins and the people who did this to them are now inside of them and they are doing the same thing to the others and I have the keys to your house and you are no longer you and we are switching places and identities and shoes and mothers and fathers and morsels taken from our mouths because your mouths and your children and your fathers and your mothers, them over there. You have a new casing, a new flesh body. Look at my new bones, my tendons, cartilage, capillaries. Look at how fine a human I have become. And I see the bread of the beginning of the day. And I see the body burning of a lamb. And I see a heart vanishing. And I see a mother lose her child in the waters of the Ganges. And I see a man who is called brave, bulldozing houses where people live and eat and birth. And I watch it become nothing but splinters of wood and brick and debris. And I smell lemons rotting. And I see orange and vanilla and someone coming to lift me. I see the hand. I see a whisper. I see a rose voice. I see them take her. Take me. Sew my face up so I will be presentable to my mother, who will travel here to find me, see me, and take me to a home. I think I have, but you do not. So where am I now in my mind? I see myself lose my mind. I see goats fainting. I see them not see the forger, the fraud, the joker, the disfigured, the dismembered, and see the trickster fooling me, and all of us, and I see teeth falling out of a mouth. I see the hand reach for the ceiling to open it. I see nerve cells, synapses in your brain jump. I see guilt. I see shame, and it's the infinity that you can see so clearly. I saw the sea and the dawn and the dusk and the sky, the mirrors on the earth reflecting millions of people onto other mirrors across the planet. Different body, same soul, same situation. I see what I am not supposed to see. I see the inconceivable. I see the war and I am slipping down and this is what I see. Please, go to 33rd and 10th. Find the corner, stand at the right angle, and if you get the right turn, you will see. If you turn a little bit, look up, look quick, see the hole, crevice, the crack in the wall, and blink. Blink twice, and then lay your eye, your eyelashes wiping the wall. Feel it, and then look. Look hard, look deep. Don't be scared. Come on, it's okay. We'll disappear all so fast. You won't even remember it, but your soul will hold it. Your soul will keep it. And at night, it will come crawling out of your mouth like a slow strip of scream, warming itself around an echo, a repetition, the domino eating the other domino. And soon, you too will begin to slip, just like me. You too can slip away, like me, like me. You too can slip away, like me, like me, like me, like me. Like me.